Our present homily is on Bethlehem, the Incarnation revealed. There are 2 days in the year that always go together. March the 25th and December the 25th. The reason is clear. On March the 25th, we commemorate the Annunciation of Mary and the conception of Jesus Christ. And 9 months later, on December the 25th, we commemorate his birth at Bethlehem. Until 1582, when Pope Gregory the 13th, who introduced what the world now calls the Gregorian calendar, New Year's Day was observed for all those centuries by Christians on March the 25th. The Pope changed it to January the 1st. The reason why for 1500 years March the 25th was an appropriate New Year's Day is because if there is any day, the day of the incarnation of the Son of God, surely marked the beginning of a new era in the history of mankind. At the third Mass on Christmas Day, the Church has the beginning of the Gospel of St. John, which tells us who was born at Bethlehem. It was the Son of God, become man. Our reflections, therefore, in this about a half an hour's homily will be on three passages in the Gospel we have just read. The Word was God. The Word was made flesh. And the Word dwelt among us. A few moments of reflection and application to our lives. The Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What does St. John mean under divine inspiration when he identifies the second person of the Trinity as the Logos Theou, the Word of God? the Holy Spirit, writing through John, tells us. Now the second person is the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the mind of God. But since in God there can be no division, the mind of God, the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God is God. Mystery, which we believe. When then we profess on faith that the Word was God, we profess to believe that from all eternity, before the beginning of time, because you see, time began when God created. Time means the measure of change. God is absolutely unchangeable. There was no time before God created the world. And the moment He made the world, which is, how well we know, changeable, time began. But the second person of the Holy Trinity never began. The Father never started generating the Son. This generation of the second person from the first, what a mystery, never began. It was, to use our limping human vocabulary, this generation was from all eternity. The Word was made flesh. Verbum caro factum est. And as I trust most of you remember, before the new liturgy, what we read at the third Mass on Christmas Day was always the second gospel at every Mass. Remember? The first gospel during the Mass and the last gospel at the end of Mass. And when the priest read et verbum caro factum est, he and the congregation genuflected. And on Christmas Day, in the recitation of the Creed, if the Creed is recited, we are to genuflect when the words, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, are pronounced. And as the Creed is sung, the liturgy calls for kneeling on both knees. This Word, therefore, the wisdom of God, who is God, became a all the heretics of history have struggled mightily trying to somehow show that this cannot be. How can the infinite become finite? How can the Almighty become a helpless child? How can the Word of God, by whose power the world came into being out of nothing, become the speechless one, which is what infans in Latin means, infant? Everyone who believes the Word was made flesh, that God became man, that the Eternal was conceived and born in time, is a Christian and nobody else. This is the fundamental mystery of Christianity. We then, as Christians and Catholics, and one of the saddest features of so many who still call themselves Christian, how well I know, 7 years in teaching on the faculty of the Lutheran School of Theology in Chicago taught me many things, including how many of my fellow Lutheran faculty members did not really believe what, please God, we Catholics do believe. And this mystery is being attacked mightily. And one name I must mention, as I visited my publisher in New York. What is today? What day of the week? Is it Thursday? Last week. There on the shelf was the latest book by Hans Kuhn. And Kuhn's writings are widely used as textbooks in Catholic seminaries. Kuhn does not believe that the Word was made flesh, that God became man. No wonder Catholicism in some parts of the world and the Catholic priesthood is in crisis today. This is our faith. For this, we should be willing to die. Finally, John tells us the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. God, we believe, was present in the world as God from the dawn of creation. He had to be. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a world. A world without God is exactly nothing. What it was before God, by His almighty will, made out of nothing into, thank God, the something of which we are a part. But this God, who had been present as God in the world that He created, at the moment of the incarnation, and we use the verb, began to be present in the world, not only as God, but as man. That is what took place at Mary's Annunciation and at what they call the Incarnation. Verbum caro, caro factum est. The Word was made caro, flesh. Incarnation means enfleshment. And then, 9 months later, this Word that became flesh in the womb of Mary was delivered. What a delivery that was delivered by Mary. For the whole world now to see its God made man. They're almost but not quite finished. St. John in the first chapter, in the prologue that you read at Mass, uses the past tense correctly. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. But by the 6th chapter of his Gospel, John recalls and records under the same divine inspiration that this Word, which became flesh, not only dwelt as a real historic person of flesh and blood, who spoke and ate and slept, and how I like to say this, and became tired. By the 6th chapter, the Holy Spirit inspired John to record the whole chapter is about that. Now the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us still dwells among us. That's the mystery of the Incarnation continued. The Bethlehem that we commemorate on Christmas Day. We have in our midst every day and all day. Lord Jesus, you are the eternal Word of God who became man. You became man in order that as man you might suffer and die for our salvation, to show your love for us. Lord Jesus, as our God, you gave us a human body and a human soul. You've inspired us by your grace to love you. Dear Jesus, strengthen us to show our love for you by never running away from suffering, but to welcome the cross to prove our love for you as you proved your love for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.